Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, are you older? Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
Black.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Which one?
Yes, I will vote.
And is that a definitely or just probably?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
67.
Thank you. And now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More.
And is that somewhat more or much more important?
Much more.
Thank you. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election, if you can, in a few words?
The economy needs changing.
Excuse me? The economy?
Yes.
And what else you said?
That's all, the economy.
Oh, the economy. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Become Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two out of the list. And we have cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Trump getting president again and race for equality.
So Donald Trump again, and you said racism and equality?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. For this section, we do have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Yes.
And was that the one?
Yes, it's on the rise. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. But was that the one that you choose?
Yes.
That you chose? Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list, we have Republicans in Congress.
0.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
100.
Kamala Harris.
Now who's that?
Kamala Harris.
Oh, I said 100.
A 100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
5.
Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Project 2025.
I don't know what that is. No comment on that one.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
Or no opinion?
No comment on that. No. 0. I don't know how it comes from.
So how should I record your answer as no opinion or never heard of it?
No opinion. I don't know about it. No opinion. Don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
They're about a 50.
50, and last we have J.D. Vance.
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No opinion. I don't have no opinion of him.
We just want to know if you have recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing.
No, I don't care about him. No, no.
And would that be only a little or nothing at all?
0.
Nothing at all?
No.
Thank you. Now, before, as we wrap up the survey, I want to read you some statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one we have is, this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman who holds the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country and in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice.
9.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump says he will appeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As vice president, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 4 million of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
And who do you say that was for?
Yes, for the options that you have is if you find this statement not convincing at all, which is a 0, 5 means somewhat convincing, or 10, very convincing to vote for Kamala Harris as president.
Very convincing.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, second to last, we have Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and make life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on price gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead.
Very convincing.
And on a scale from 0. Okay, thank you. And the last statement we have is in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination, and Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump her entire career. And with our support, she'll do it again in November to save our democracy.
Very convincing and opinion.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Harris.
Thank you very much. And let me ask you one last time. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming elections, 2024 presidential and congressional elections, are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Very important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much.
Thank you very much. Now, just a moment, please. And, well, these last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or X, TikTok or other?
Other.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
The last year of schooling that you have completed, is it 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
2 bachelor's degrees.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
And is that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Maybe twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, Hardly any or none of your neighbors are white.
None.
Would you say, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
None.
How much?
Zero, none.
None. Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. You said rural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one of or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.